Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And we're trying to motivate you to get out in that yard and get it ready for the changes of seasons. And remember, your days are getting shorter. I'm sure you're really well aware of that. And in another 3 weeks or so, we lose daylight savings time, which means that by 5 o'clock, it's going to be blackout. So there's no work being done after you get home from work. So get it done while you can, while the weather's in your favor, and prepare for the changes of season. And with the changes of seasons, the animals arrive for your garden. Cleaning up my garden the other day, and the John Deere have found my Brussels sprouts again. And, oh, it drove me crazy. They ate the first 3 plants. Didn't eat the sprouts, but ate all the foliage. So I took my tomato cages off the tomatoes, put them over the Brussels sprouts, and I hung the new shake-away bags on one on each row, and they have not been back. So that's a great thing. So we want to get you aware of what deer will be looking for during the winter months and the other animals. So we've asked Ron Bryce to join us this morning and to help you to get prepared. If you've planted new apples and peaches and pears, deer love them. So we need to prepare for him. Ron, good morning. Yes, good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm very well. It's a cold morning here in western New York State.
Yeah, New England temperatures have now changed.
That's for sure. It doesn't remind you of summer anymore.
Now, for people that have planted their first fruit trees and deer are in their neighborhood or other animals, what would you suggest that they do and when should they begin to treat their plants?
Well, I would say that the deer, once the grasses are left unavailable is when the fruit trees and the evergreens really come under attack. So I tell people, usually early December if you had a calendar date, but certainly watching the weather for when the snow is coming and getting those packs up prior to that is best. Like I mentioned, all the fruit trees you mentioned, but arborvitae are a big target, as you well know, and other evergreens that are known to be browsed by deer get a lot of damage in the wintertime. And our deer repellent packs work very well at keeping those deer away. It's a weatherproof product, something that works at all temperatures and all precipitation. They are hung at the head height of a deer, and they give the customer an 8-foot radius of protection for a 90-day period. These packs are sold individually. They're also sold in boxes of 4, and we also have commercial quantities for landscapers. So I've just wrapped up my protection programs here in the Finger Lakes, Western New York, for commercial growers who are growing grapes and growing fruit, and they are reaping big benefits and yield gain based on the protections I was able to provide them with these packs.
That's great. So we should be starting to at least think about that at this point. Now,
absolutely.
Now, with the fall season, people are beginning to think about planting things like tulips and daffodils and crocuses. What does Shakeaway have that will help to keep the bulbs from being eaten in the ground before the rodents get to them?
Well, we have two different products that are effective for that. It certainly helps the customer knows what animal is attacking those bulbs. If it's chipmunks or squirrels picking up the bulbs, our critter repellent granules certainly are the preference. But if it's voles, for some reason it's voles, our rodent repellent granules, it could be better. It really helps identify the animal. But when the customer isn't sure, I would select the critter repellent granules, which are a fox urine-based technology. The customer would sprinkle in the area around the bulbs, and any time in the winter we have a thaw, I would reapply those granules before the next snowfall, just to have some coverage underneath the snow where the voles are so active in the wintertime.
Now, would you put some of these granules in the hole at the time of planting also? Because I remember one year, Ron, I bought a bag of 50 pastel pink tulips, and I dug a 4-foot diameter hole, set them all in, covered them, and when spring came, the ground had sunk, and I had one tulip. All the other bulbs were gone. So how would you handle that situation?
Well, I would certainly sprinkle a little Shakeaway in those holes that you're refilling them to help discourage anything that's considering picking that hole back up. But, you know, certainly a liberal application of Shakeaway is going to get you a long ways toward enjoying your flowers in the spring. There's no doubt.
Okay. And then you would apply some to the surface also.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Now, we're putting the garden to bed. And as you said, we want to protect our evergreens because the deer love arborvitae. They love holly. I mean, I can't believe that they'll eat holly with the thorns on the end of that foliage, but boy, they love it.
Things like
boxwood they'll eat and use of all types.
And what I would tell people is things like boxwood that may not be that rigid to hold a pack on a firm branch. You can hang these packs from stakes on things like boxwood. Keep placing them at the top of the plant. So putting a stake in the ground in the middle of or next to the shrub, you can hold a pack right there in place where it'll be effective.
Okay. Now, to the lawn. We've had people that have had problems with raccoons and skunks, and they're digging up the lawn, and I've explained to them that they're looking for grubs. And once the ground freezes and the raccoons and skunks have gone into dormancy, then you're going to have the voles will become active. So how would you protect the lawn from being destroyed by voles during the winter months?
Once again, it's kind of like the bulb protection. It's important to get out there right before snowfall because the bulk of the damage that we see in the sod, where we see the trails running along the surface in the spring after the damage is done, it's important to get out there right before snowfall. You see a snowfall being forecast, the first one, get out there with your Shakeaway and get out there and apply a light coating throughout the hotspot areas you've noticed the past winter. The damage tends to show up in the same places every year. So if you can predict where that damage is, you can save money and maybe not treat your whole yard, but just the areas that are susceptible. And then do your applications during thaws. When a thaw allows you access to the grass again, go out there and put down another treatment of Shakeaway to reinforce your protection before the next snowfall seals that up again so that voles don't move in the middle of the winter and cause that damage.
Yeah, because like this past winter, most of the Northeast, we had no frost in the ground. We had a very, very mild winter, very little snow. We had more snow in the month of October than we had the whole winter. So if you applied it in, let's say, November, when would you do it again?
I would say, certainly if the snow goes away in a week, you don't need to reapply it so quickly. But I would say, anytime you have a month span in between an application, once you've been out 30 days and you have a thaw, you really need to be looking to apply that product again. But certainly no need to apply it every week in the bowl case. But yeah, I would expect at least 3 applications throughout a winter if you're given the opportunity by nature to get it that sod. And if we have a thaw, which we usually do in the Northeast. So I would say at least 3 applications in a winter season, possibly 4.
Okay. Why don't you hold on a second? We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Ron Bryce from the Shakeaway Company. And, Ron, I meant to tell you last time we had you on the radio. Last winter, I was having a problem with a cat from across the street coming and using the front of my house as his personal bathroom, because my house faces south, and the front of the house, the snow melts and the ground thaws, and I put your cat repellent granules down, and it was unbelievable. The digging stopped.
Yes, the our cat repellent granules, we use a combination of coyote and fox urine in that product to repel domestic and feral cats from gardens and from mulched beds where cats typically litter. The customer that wants has a spraying cat. It might even be their own cat. Our products are organic. They're non-toxic, and it's not something that's going to hurt the cat. All we're looking to do is change their pattern. In a predator-prey relationship, a coyote is the predator of a cat, and the cat is going to avoid the area that coyotes frequent. So by doing repeated application of the Shakeaway cat repellent granules on a regular interval every 7 to 10 days, we can change the patterns of those cats and move that problem off.
Yeah, I was totally amazed because I would wake up in the morning, go get the morning paper, and as I would go out the door, he would come scooting out from behind the shrubbery and then going back to his house, and his front of the house faced north, so the ground stayed frozen. But up against my house, where it stayed nice and sunny all day, that's where he went. Yeah. So
absolutely.
I started putting.
And if we have snow cover, they may have less and less choices. And if one of those choices is right next to your front door or something like that, it's not a very pleasant thing. So we can just make that cat look for an alternative location to do their business, and preferably not on the customer's property.
Yeah, not by the front door either.
Exactly. The other product we have for homeowners, Paul, is our rodent repellent granules. And this time of year, beasts in particular, different species of mice are looking to take refuge and oftentimes coming into your listeners' homes and sheds, things like that. So our rodent repellent granules applied in a perimeter around these structures is a very good way to prevent rodent infiltration into these structures. These granules are not a urine-based product, but they contain botanical oils as cedar, rosemary, and mint oils. And when they're applied this time of year, when the rodents are looking to enter these structures, we're able to greatly decrease the amount of infestation customers see.
Now, do you put this on the outside or the inside or both? Like if you have a tool shed, you would you do it around the perimeter outside and then again inside?
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul. We would sprinkle the granules along the outside perimeter of the structure, whether it be a home or a shed or a garage. But what we just came out with, we came out with our first indoor product. And like I said, our rodent products do not contain predator urine. They contain botanical oils. They're very pleasant smelling. And we came out with a mouse repellent pack. And these packs are about the size of a tea bag. They come four to a container. And they can be placed at entry points. They can be placed in kitchen areas, basements, attics, garages. But the other real beauty of these is people that are storing boats and RVs and campers for the winter, you can take a couple of these packs, put them in those things before you put them away, and keep those mice from getting in there and building nests.
Yeah, because that was my next question. People that have, like, a summer beach cottage, and they're going to shut them down for the year because if they don't, the pipes are going to freeze, so they have to drain the lines and close them down. They can use that product as they close down their cottages and campers and things like that.
Exactly. So many people in the Northeast here have vacation property and cabins and cottages, like you say, and they leave them for the winter, and that's when the rodents get in, and Shakeaway is able to help them by giving them these pleasant-smelling packs that smell pleasant to us, but yet the rodents find unlikable, and they avoid them. And by putting those at entry points or typical places you've had mouse activity in the past, these packs last for up to 2 months each. And rather than having a loose granule, a mess to clean up, these packs contain that, and they just emit an odor that the rodents do not care for.
Wonderful. And I want to tell everybody, go to shakeaway.com. Is that the site?
That's correct, Paul. www.shake-away.com. That's shake-away.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kate from Mass with a question about grubs.
Good morning, Kate. How can we help you with the grubs today? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next up, I guess we've got Barbara from Cape Cod with a question about your trip to Alaska.
Barbara, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Well, I'd like to have some answers if you have some for me. I've listened to your show for such a long time, and you mentioned quite some time ago a trip to Alaska.
Yes.
And I'd like some information.
Okay. I will give you a phone number, and then I'll tell you about it. The phone number is 800 322-9481.
Okay.
Now, my wife and I have been very fortunate. We have been to Alaska a couple of times, and we have chosen things that we enjoyed and the people that we traveled with enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are doing is we are flying into Vancouver. spending a day in Vancouver, and then the following day going to Victoria, British Vancouver. And Victoria is known as the Flower City. It is unbelievable. They have 2,000 6-foot hanging baskets all over the city. It's spotless. And we're going to see Bouchard Gardens. Bouchard Gardens is a 50-acre sunken garden. And it used to be a sand and gravel pit. And the wife of the owner said to her husband, now that you're done and retired and you have destroyed the land, it's time that we repair the damage that's been done. And they have created the most unbelievable garden that you've ever seen. We then travel on the inside passage for 7 days, visiting different parts of Alaska. We get on a motor coach to see part of Alaska to Denali. And we will sleep in Denali that night. In the morning, get up and get back on the motor coach and travel in Denali National Park. And in the park, we saw elk, deer, moose, bear. It was unbelievable. And the scenery is incredible. Then we get on a train, a glass top train to Fairbanks. And you sit on the top of that train and you can see the whole world. It's unbelievable. Spend 2 days in Fairbanks with tours scheduled in Fairbanks and then come home. But it's beautiful. And the thing that you'll like is where the cruise ship travels is called the Inside Passage. And the Inside Passage gets its name because it's like a river, ocean water, with islands that keep it nice and calm. I mean, there's no waves. Nice, smooth sailing. Absolutely beautiful. So there's a lot to see. And every year we saw orca whales. And it's just beautiful. So if you'd like to get more information, call 800-322-9481. And they'll tell you all about it. It's a wonderful trip. And if you've never been there, believe me, when you get home, you will not stop talking about it. Thank you. And we hope to see you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from New Hampshire with a question about leaks.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, this is my first year growing leeks, and I had dug down like 2 inches, planted them, and now they're coming up. They're doing really well. Now, people are advising me to bury them only up to where the leaves kind of separate, similar to a pineapple top. And others tell me as long as you're leaving 4 inches to the sun, you can bury them right up. I was wondering what you thought of that.
You know, Jeff, the first year I grew leeks, I dug a hole, like you, 2 inches deep, put them in. They grew beautiful. I pulled them out of the ground, and I had that white meat 2 inches deep. Talked to some friends, and they said, Paul, next year, dig a hole in the ground 6 inches deep. I said, 6 inches? The plant's only 3 inches tall when I bought it. He said, dig a hole 6 inches deep. Make it about 2 inches wide. Set your leek plant in it. Fill in 1 inch of soil, water, and the leek will begin to grow. And then as the leek begins to poke out of the hole, slowly fill in the hole around it. So I did that. That year, I had to use a pitchfork to get them out of the ground because they were in so deep. And when I dug and pulled out the leeks, I had 7 inches of that beautiful white onion flesh on it. Wow. So the secret is plant them deep, slow the hole, fill in the hole slowly, and they grew to be about a good 2 feet tall, and those onions were an inch or more in diameter. So plant them deep, but don't cover everything. Slowly fill it in every time you water, and it probably took me a month to fill in that 6-inch hole. And believe me, when I dug out those leeks, I was amazed. So you try the same thing.
So you can fill in above where the leaves separate then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then the other question was, when you're putting grass mulch into your garden, you know, for walking and keeping weed control, everybody in the neighborhood offers you their grass clipping. A lot of it has been treated with dandelion killer and all kinds of other chemicals. Does it make that much of a difference if you're using the non-treated grass versus the chemically treated lawn clippings?
I use grass clipping as a mulch in my garden, except for 2 times of the year. If the lawn is being used with a weed and feed that will kill broadleaf weeds, I wait until the grass has been mowed twice. And after that, I use it. And then,
so it doesn't
in the
linger?
Fall, right.
Yes.
So that way you get 2 weeks for the sun and the rain to break down the chemical that's going to kill the broadleaf weeds, and that way you don't have to worry about any traces of the weed killer ending up in the vegetable garden.
Uh-huh. I see.
The second time is in the fall if you have crabgrass. Now, if you have crabgrass and you go outside now, you can tell because regular lawn is green. Crabgrass is red. So if there's any red coloration and you put that in your garden, you're putting crabgrass seed in the garden that during the winter with the rain and the snow will move, and you'll have crabgrass everywhere. So spring after the weed killer and in the fall if you have crabgrass, do not use it in any of your gardens.
Okay, that's very helpful. And thank you.
Oh, I thank you. And the other thing, too, is don't put it in your compost pile, because most compost piles do not get hot enough to destroy the seed of crabgrass. It will destroy the chemical of a weed feed, but not crabgrass. And we thank you for the phone call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Victor from Mass with a question about his iris.
Good morning, Victor. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning there, young man, and how is the beautiful state of Maine?
The state of Maine is still beautiful, and the color is coming.
Don't rub it in, because I'm in Massachusetts. Well, anyway, to get to the point, I bought some German beaded iris, and they list them, when I bought them, as plants. But when I got them a couple of days ago, they're bulbs. They were packed nicely. I think they're all right. But what I'm getting at, it is too late for me to prepare the soil and everything for this year. But I have a real large pot, about 20 inches square, and it's full of vermiculite and all kinds. There's been plants raised in it for years. I'm wondering if I could put them in there temporarily and then transplant them in the spring.
No, I want you to plant them today. Iris are very, very strong. Plant them, let them grow, and at Thanksgiving, put some pine needles on them and they will be fine. But they need to go in now.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to that phone line. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Bobby from New Hampshire with a question about forsythia.
Hey, Bobby, good morning. How can we help you out today with your forsythia?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I want to cut back red barberry, forsythia, and firebush, and I was just wondering, is it too late now to do it?
Well, you can cut back the barberry. You can cut back burning bush. But the problem is, if you cut back your forsythia now, you'll lose all the flowers when spring comes. So, this is what I want you to do, and this is what I do with mine. I wait until after Christmas. By then, I'm fed up with red and green. I need a change. So I'll go out in the garden, and I will prune maybe a dozen branches off of my forsythia, bring it in the house, put it in the tall vase of water, and within 10 to 14 days, I have a beautiful vase filled with beautiful yellow forsythia on my kitchen table. And then, as it begins to go by, I fill another vase, and by the time spring comes, I have pruned it to the shape that I want, and I had free flowers on my kitchen table all winter long. So that's what I would do, because, again, if you cut it now, you're going to throw it away, and you've lost all of the beauty of that forsythia.
And what about a Rose of Sharon?
Rose of Sharon, don't touch that until spring.
Spring.
Because Rose of Sharon, if you prune it in the fall, tends to die back. So wait until March.
Okay, I planted it by my pool fence, and it's like 8 feet tall. It's like a tree.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not the right place to have planted it.
Yeah, but see, if you prune that Rose of Sharon on a yearly basis every single spring during March or early April, you can keep it at 5 or 6 foot tall with no problem. Just walk up to the plant and say, I'm doing this for your own good. Chop, 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 and you can control the size and shape of the plant.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now. Now, a couple of other things I want you to be aware of. Remember, the best time to control moss is in the fall of the year. If you're going to be using limestone, it takes 6 months to work. So you need to put it down now so that it has all fall, all winter, and the early spring. The best is something made by Jonathan Green called Magic Cal. And you can put that down now. Within a 2 week period, it will do the same thing as lime does, and it will help to neutralize the acidity in the soil. And if you have holly, azaleas, rhododendron, you know, where we've all been told these are acid loving. Well, if you have those plants and they're not blooming, it could be that the soil is too acid. So a little bit of Magic Cal around rhododendrons, azaleas, mount laurel, Rose of Sharon. It makes the soil less acid and will improve the amount of flowers made on your plants. Use it in your perennial bed, around roses, in your vegetable garden. And believe me, you will see a tremendous difference next year. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday, and check out the website, paulparent.com, and there's lots of information and information on a trip to Alaska next August. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.